This is The Rocket, Bill Latson. Welcome to Newsmakers. I went to opening day between the Braves and Mets at Citi Field. I had nice conversations with Braves second baseman Brandon Phillips and center fielder Ender Inciarte. They believe the Braves can improve from last year. Here's what they had to say. Enjoy the podcast. I'm here with Brandon Phillips of the Atlanta Braves. Brandon, thank you so much for being on the show. Brandon's got to be a good time for you. You're back home in Georgia. Where are you from? Tell me what it's like to be an Atlanta Brave.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me on your show. It feels good to be playing for Atlanta Braves. It's a dream come true. It's a blessing in disguise, something I always wanted to do growing up. My family's very happy. My friends are very happy. And, I mean, like I said, I'm very happy that the Braves gave me the opportunity to really fulfill my dream.
Tell me what it's like to be actually on the field. I understand you followed the Braves as a kid. You were even a bat boy during the Olympics in 1996. I mean, talk about all that.
Well, just being on the field in general, you know, being a Major League Baseball player, it's a great feeling. It's something that I really didn't see myself really doing. You know, I thank Jackie Robinson for giving me the opportunity to really go out there and show this world my skills and the talent for me to play this game. You know, I just don't see myself just as a baseball player. I see myself as an entertainer also. In 1996, I was a bat boy for the Olympics. And that was amazing. I mean, I never thought that would be something way better than that for me to represent my country as a bad boy. And it was just one of those times that you'll never forget.
Talk about you know, they acquired you before the season started, and I feel everyone talks about rebuilding, but I feel this team has a chance to win.
Hart and the Braves organization, they put a team together. They brought some veterans in that could really come out here and win right now. And I'm glad that I was a part of that. We have some young guys here also that's blended in, but we have some veteran guys that can show the young guys how to approach the game and try to win for many years to come. But right now, the team that we have right now is a win now. We look very good on paper. Hopefully, we can go out there and make us look good in real life.
You play near a guy named Dansby Swanson. What is that like to play next to him?
Oh, it's fun. You know, he's young. He's still learning the game. He's very polished, young guy. And, you know, like I say, he has great hands. I'm looking forward to playing next to him. And, you know, he's a great guy. We talk a lot. And I feel like he's gonna be good for many years to come.
Brandon, you had a chance to go to the Diamondbacks and the Nationals, and you decided not to go use your 10-5 privileges, which is right. I got to know why the Braves and why you turned down those other teams.
Well, you got to talk to the Reds about what really happened with those trades. Those trades rumors, you know, it's three sides to every story. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something that you have to get your information from. You know, but right now, I'm happy to be a Brave. They told me I was going to come over here and play every day. And, you know, I wasn't going to be embarrassed by sitting on the bench and platooning. That's one thing I wasn't going to do. And, you know, I always wanted to play for the Braves, and they gave me the opportunity to really make that happen. And why not turn down a trade to go back home and play in front of your family and friends and fulfill one of your dreams that you always wanted to do?
Who's your grow-up idolizing in Atlanta?
Oh, in Atlanta, wow, man. The whole 90s teams, man. I mean, all of them, man. I mean, it's kind of hard to really pick one. I mean, just watching those guys. I mean, Deion Sanders is my favorite athlete of all time. He was playing for the Falcons, playing for the Braves. That's something I always wanted to do. You know, the man is very talented. You know, it's kind of hard to just pick one Brave. You know, Dale Murphy was legit. You know, Marquise Grissom, Otis Nixon, Terry Pendleton. I mean, that whole Dave Justice. I mean, you know, Halle Berry. I mean, all of them. I'm just saying, it's just crazy. Just. I mean, the list just goes on from all those guys.
And watching them win all those years, that had to be exciting for you.
Oh, of course. You know, I mean, it's easy. It's easier to support a winner than it is, you know, because they've been winning so many years. It made guys want to, especially in my community, it made guys want to play baseball when you see, you know, the 90s team really doing every year. It made you want to be like those guys. You know, I'm not saying if they was losing or whatever, but I mean, it's just much easier for you to fall in love with a winner.
SunTrust Stadium, that's a new stadium for you guys. Talk about playing.
Oh, the game against the Yankees there, man, the field looks amazing. I mean, I feel like it's going to be, it's a great landmark for Atlanta, Georgia. And, I mean, they did great. I mean, I miss Turner Field. I miss Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. I miss those stadiums. But, you know, for them to have SunTrust and then the way it looks, you can't really beat that. I mean, it plays good. You know, it's very new. I mean, the grass needs to, you know, be fixed a little bit, but it's still new. But when it comes to everything else, the field is amazing. It's gorgeous. And I hope that people can come out and support our team.
Final question. You're 36 years old, but you 35, but you look 25.
That's right.
I got to ask you, how many years do you have left in the tank?
I have many years. I'm going to keep on playing until I can't play no more. When I feel like I'm getting old, that's when I'm going to shut it down. But other than that, man, I'm still living this dream. I haven't woke up yet. A lot of people say that I look very young. I look 25. I act like I'm 25. And, you know, I mean, that's just how it is, man. You gotta adapt to the new situation. I'd even dress like I'm 25. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm just enjoying this game, loving it, and keep on ticking.
Brandon Phillips, thank you so much. I'm with Ender Inciarte. He's with Atlanta Braves. Thank you so much for being with me. Ender, the last 2 months of the season for this team was outstanding. What turned things around?
I think the confidence that the manager gave us since the day he got here, everybody settled in, everybody started enjoying more of the game, stopped paying attention to where we were on the division, and we just started rolling. Things started to happen, and we're just working hard to stay consistent and hopefully play the way we finish.
The Braves not only ended well, you also had a great season, and talk about that. To me, in my opinion, it was a steal that they got you from the Diamondbacks, you and Dansby Swanson. Talk about last year.
You know, I think the Braves did whatever they thought it could work for them, and the same for the Diamondbacks. They were looking for starting pitchers, and they got a really good pitcher that didn't have a good year last year. Mm-hmm. So I think Shelby Miller is a great pitcher, and he's going to have some great years for them. And I'm happy to be on this team. I mean, I think Dansby is also happy to be here, and I think the trade happened for a reason. I cannot be more happy to be in any organization than this one, so I'm just excited to keep playing for this team.
Ender, how far can you go? I think you can have a great season, maybe get 200 hits. Tell me what's your goals for this year?
I try not to think about goals, because if you put goals on yourself, if you're halfway there, you're gonna start thinking about that and put more pressure on yourself. So, I'm just gonna ask for myself to be the best I can every day, and hopefully, at the end of the year, we'll see how the results went.
Your defense, outstanding. You made a great catch here at Citi Field. Take us through that catch and just talk about your defense in general.
You know, I approach the defense the same way I approach with the offense. I take it really seriously, because I think what brought me to this level was my defense first, and I've been developing with the hitting a lot more, and I just want to be the best player I can, and I know hitting and playing defense is a really important part of the game, and I take pride of both of them.
Talk about that catch you made here to end the game, and it was a great catch in center field.
You know, I was in the right spot. They hit the ball in the right situation, and I was able to catch it. You know, if I don't catch it, nobody was going to even talk about it, because it was a hard play, but I made it, and it was fun, man. When you make a catch like that to win the game, everybody was really pumped up and really excited, and I think plays like that can get your team more hyped to keep playing the way they're playing.
Andrew, a lot of people keep talking about the Braves rebuilding, but I look at this roster, and I think this team can win. What do you think?
I think this team can win. We have a really good team. We have really, veterans that can help us in the starting pitcher, as the starting pitchers. And I think we have a really solid lineup. So it's good that they are talking about us probably not being, not going to make in the playoffs or whatever they want to say. But we're just going to go out there and win some games. I mean, we are happy with the team we have. We're playing as brothers. And at the end of the year, we'll see where we are.
The acquisition of Brandon Phillips, how much does that help the team?
It's big time help, because, I mean, he's a veteran, but he plays like a kid. He still looks very young. He still moves very well. He's making amazing plays. He can swing the bat. And he's also a great teammate to have in the clubhouse. He's very energetic, very happy. So he's a great acquisition that we have right there.
Ender, not many people know about you. Where did you grow up? And tell me who your baseball heroes were.
I was born in Maracaibo, Venezuela. I grew up there, and I signed as a free agent. I played Little League growing up, and everybody's hero in Venezuela was Andrés Galarraga. I mean, he was a man. The way he approached the game, the way he played, and how he looked, it was just amazing to be able to watch him. And when we were growing up, being able to watch Johan Santana was also good. I mean, those two guys were set an era for Venezuelan players in the big league. So I think those two players were the most that I admired growing up.
And you're proving to be a hero as well. I mean, you started with the Diamondbacks, and now you're here. And talk about your career so far.
Everything's been fun. I've been grateful to be where I am. And in the Diamondbacks, I had a lot of fun. I met great teammates, great friends, and people that really helped me to be where I am. I mean, I don't feel the organization gave me the treatment that I wanted, but I'm not any, like I say, I'm grateful with the way they were, because maybe I wouldn't be where I am right now. And with the Braves, I cannot say anything but good things, because even last year when I was playing the way I was playing in the first half, they were treating me like I was hitting 400 the whole year, and that's something you really appreciate.
And the type of year that you had last year, what did that say about you, the player?
I mean, I don't know what it say about me, because I don't hear about what people say about me, but in personal, it makes me realize that I can really play this game with, I mean, you have 200-something at-bats and you're hitting 220. It's a little tough to overcome a slump like that, and I ended up having a good year, so that teach me that I can never give up and just play till the end, because it doesn't matter how you start. At the end, the numbers are going to be there if you put a lot of effort.
Ender, thank you so much.
You're welcome.